The midterm elections still aren't over. There's one last congressional seat that needs to be decided. Republican Congressman Henry Bonilla tomorrow faces a runoff in the 23rd Congressional District in Texas with Democratic challenger Ciro Rodriguez. It's a hard-fought contest. Even the election date is a point of controversy. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies has the report from San Antonio.
This is the toughest race yet for the seven-term Republican Bonilla. In the last week of the campaign, he launched a series of negative attack ads against Rodriguez, linking him to a convicted terrorist.
And for a new law to free suspected terrorists, all sponsored by Ciro Rodriguez, who also took several contributions from those Islamic extremists.
Rodriguez fired back with his own ad, voiced by the new Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Sylvester Reyes.
Terrorism is too serious to be used as a campaign gimmick by a politician who's desperate to hold on to power. And using a retired FBI agent with a partisan background and shoddy internet research as part of this attack is an insult to the real FBI.
This race will settle the final seat count for both parties in the House. Both candidates are getting strong support from their national parties. Bonilla was joined on the campaign trail yesterday by Texas Senator John Cornyn. At the same time, former President Bill Clinton was in South San Antonio for a Rodriguez Get Out the Vote rally. Elizabeth Zamaripa is typical of the working class voters in the South San Antonio area. She says she has little love for Bonilla and his strong GOP voting record.
Yeah, he's very conservative, and I think for our district, I don't think he's really representing our values, our ideals, and I think Rodriguez will better serve us.
Bonilla's base is in the more affluent parts of the huge district, which stretches from San Antonio down to Laredo and then west across to El Paso. Charlie Calhoun says he'll vote for Bonilla, but he's still upset with the Republican Party.
I will tell you, I wasn't happy with either party. I think the Republicans blew it in a major way. They didn't bring spending under control and things like that, did not take action on the borders like they should have.
Although both candidates are Mexican-American, they're not splitting the Latino vote. St. Mary's University political science professor Henry Flores said Bonilla's Latino support has fallen every year since he's been in office.
In the last election where Hispanic support was measured for Bonilla, only 8% of all Latinos that cast their ballots supported Congressman Bonilla.
Voting tomorrow occurs on the Catholic feast day of the Virgin of Guadalupe. It's a big deal in a district that runs 700 miles across the U.S.-Mexico border. The civil rights group League of United Latin American Citizens sued in federal court, saying this election day was a hardship for the traditionally Catholic Latino voters. A federal judge agreed and ordered additional early voting days. The Texas Secretary of State's office says the selection of the election day was just an unfortunate coincidence, but it couldn't be changed because that would push the last congressional race of 2006 into Hanukkah. For NPR News, I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.